Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. Last week, the Raiders lost a member of their family when Todd Christensen passed away. The five-time Pro Bowler helped the Raiders win two Super Bowls, and he transformed the position of tight end. Off the field, he was a special and unique person known as the Renaissance Man.
A third and long near the end of the game. The quarterback likes to call my name. They cry, Todd, just get yourself free. And I say, fine, leave the rest to me. We wear the silver, we wear the black. We never retreat, we always attack.
Todd Christensen wore silver and black, but his personality was vividly colorful. He loved poetry, quoted famous authors, and used a vocabulary that most of his teammates didn't understand.
He was a little different, like most of our guys were, in that he was more of an intellectual. He walked around and recited poetry, and he had, in my opinion, a very extensive vocabulary that was more than four-letter words. For a football locker room at that time, that was something that got your attention.
Is there such a thing as being too intelligent? I don't think so. My father has been someone who has told me that that if you have something to say that is of merit, to do it.
He liked to be considered an intellectual, and you know, in some ways he was, but he was our teammate and our friend, and we let him espouse whatever he wanted to espouse as long as he kept catching that football.
Later in life, that intellect would end up in the broadcast booth, but not before catching 461 passes during his 10-year career.
When Dallas drafted him, he was a running back, a fullback, and Tom Landry actually dabbled with the idea, but I don't think he embraced it fully. But when he came to the Raiders, Al was able to convince him at that time to switch positions, and I think it was perfect for his skill set.
At the age of 22, when somebody tells you you're no longer good enough to play, when you have a history of your young life of always being the first one chosen or having people pat you on the rear end and tell you you're wonderful, to get cut twice and sit on the bench for 4 years, I suppose biding your time might be the phrase, but it wasn't by my choice. I would have liked to have played much earlier. I'll never forget, prior to getting on the airplane, Coach Flory said to me, you've waited your turn, you've worked hard, and he said, now is your time.
After his first year as a starter, number 46 exploded onto the scene in 1983 with 92 catches and 12 touchdowns, setting a single season record for receptions as a tight end. Christensen would break his own record in 1986, revolutionizing the position forever.
No, we're going to put it in the air. Oh, fantastic catch by Todd Christensen.
All right, rising to see Todd. They moved Marcus out. They tried to force Kansas City into a one-on-one situation. They got it. He forced his man inside. He came outside and did something he's been doing the last few years.
What I remember about him was just his sense of the passing game. He was such a smart receiver. Certain guys just make themselves available to the quarterback and get open. He was one of those guys. Whether you were playing man or zone, he would just find the spot.
The ball didn't have to be accurately thrown to Todd. He would find a way to come up with it with those great hands of his and around the goal line. He was just, you know, somebody that was my go-to guy.
Taking pride in his will to win, Christensen's production helped the Raiders earn two Super Bowls.
From the time you start participating in sports, you have to prove yourself every single day, every practice, every game. Could be your last, and that's always reinforced, always with the hustle, always with the militaristic mentality that comes with the sport. But somehow, some way, you have to prove yourself again today.
Renaissance man, Raider. I just can't get away from that because he was different, but he was the same.
I enjoyed him as a teammate, enjoyed him as a friend, on and off the field. We had a lot of laughs together. We had some serious moments. He's certainly going to be remembered as making a tremendous impact.
But being remembered in the game of football wasn't all that mattered for the Renaissance Man.
That's one of the few things that Howard Cosell and I agree on. When they asked him how he wanted to be remembered, he said he wanted to be remembered as a great father and a great grandfather. I thought, that's exactly right, because whatever I do athletically, somebody else will do. And there's no doubt, that's what it is. There's no contest. Having a family, having a legacy.
Since Todd's passing, I've talked to several Raider legends along with NFL legends who thought the world of Todd. Our condolences go out to his family.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
Now that it's a foregone conclusion that Jake Locker is done for the season, they're going to make it more in line with Fitzpatrick's preferences.